The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Stabbing Into a Mystery, the podcast that digs deep into chilling murder cases and their eerie secrets. I'm your host, DJ Red Rum, and together we'll explore these shocking stories. Are you ready to stab into the mystery? Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to episode number 2. Today, we will be discussing the JonBenet Ramsey case, which tragically became one of the most high-profile and mysterious child murders in U.S. history. JonBenet was a 6-year-old girl from Boulder, Colorado. She was described as an energetic, outgoing, and charismatic young girl. She was also known for participating in child beauty pageants, where she won numerous awards for her performances, which also made her a recognizable face in the community. So, what exactly happened to JonBenet Ramsey? Well, on the night of December 25th, 1996, JonBenet spent Christmas with her family at their home in Boulder. After celebrating the holiday, she was put to bed by her mother, Patsy. The following morning, Patsy discovered that her daughter was missing, and she discovered a ransom note. This ransom note is crucial to the case because it sets the stage for what initially seemed to be a kidnapping. There were some inconsistencies in the note that made it highly suspicious. The note was 3 pages long, and it was written on paper from a legal pad found in the Ramsey home. The specific ransom demand was $118,000, which was bizarrely identical to the amount of a bonus John Ramsey, her father, had received earlier that year. Lastly, the phrasing in the note also seemed odd, and this led some experts to speculate it might have been written by someone familiar with the family. Hours later, JonBenet's body was found in the basement of their own home. Experts found that her cause of death was asphyxiation. She also had a head injury, which appeared to be the result of a blunt force trauma. The discovery of her body so close to home was a shocking turn of events, and the investigation quickly shifted from a kidnapping case to a murder investigation. An important thing I think we should talk about is the mistakes the police made early on. One of the most critical early mistakes was the failure to properly secure the crime scene. Investigators allowed family members, friends, and law enforcement personnel to enter the house and interact with the evidence before it was properly documented or preserved. This compromised the integrity of the entire scene and honestly ruined a lot of the evidence that possibly could have found the person responsible for this. Early theories about an intruder gaining access to the Ramsey home were undermined by the fact that there were no signs of a forced entry. This raised suspicions that the killer was likely someone within the family or someone close to them. Despite the absence of evidence pointing to an outsider, the police did not rule out the possibility of an intruder immediately, which led to the confusion and a lack of focus on other leads. The role of media really shaped this case. From the moment JonBenet was reported missing, the case attracted an overwhelming amount of media attention. The relentless coverage included speculative reports about the family's potential involvement, as well as sensational theories about the crime. This media frenzy led to intense public pressure on law enforcement, forcing them to consider every angle of the case under a microscope. One big theory that came from all this media attention was the Ramsey family theory. The media perpetuated the narrative that JonBenet's mother, Patsy, might have killed her daughter in a fit of rage over a beauty pageant, or that her brother Burke may have accidentally caused her death. This theory quickly became ingrained in public consciousness, overshadowing other investigative avenues. John, Patsy, and Burke were pushed into the media spotlight, with many tabloids and news outlets portraying them as suspects. The intense media attention and the public's assumption of their guilt only intensified the emotional and psychological toll on the family. So why did people believe that the family was involved? When considering Patsy, people believed that she could have gotten into some sort of fight, causing her to accidentally kill her child. They believed that she tried to cover it up in order to avoid public embarrassment. Obviously, considering all cases people have heard of on the news, it's not rare to hear a case where a mother ends up killing their own child. But it was honestly really rude for the media to assume that right away. However, the one that bugs me the most is the assumption with Burke. This is one of the most controversial and talked about theories, where people believe that Burke might have accidentally killed his sister. He was only 9 years old at the time, and some suggest that he may have had an outburst of violence leading to his sister's death. People then believed that the family covered up the incident to protect him. He was never formally accused, and there was no direct evidence to suggest that he was involved. And honestly, losing your sister is already an extremely hard thing to go through. But to find out later on in your life that people started to assume that you were the one who did it when you were only 9 can be really heartbreaking. And I feel for him. When it comes to JonBenet's dad, people believed that a potential motive he could have had was some financial struggles. The main thing that made him a suspect was the fact that he appeared distant and unemotional at times during the investigation. Everyone goes through tough situations in their own way, and that could have been the way he expressed himself in the public's eye. I mean, you don't want to break down in front of everyone and just have it all on the media for everyone to see. So I think that being a main reason he was a suspect is kind of ridiculous. We have to talk about the possibility of an outsider being the killer. Even though investigators were never able to find definitive proof of a break-in, there was still a possibility that someone close to the Ramseys could have gained access to their home without raising any kind of suspicion. The intruder theory was underexplored, especially in the early days of the investigations. The one thing that really did prove this intruder theory is that forensic evidence of male DNA was found on JonBenet's clothing, which was a significant development in the case. The DNA found on JonBenet's clothing was not a match for any of the family members, which helped rule out the Ramseys as the perpetrators. What really breaks my heart is that the media was aware that the DNA did not match to the family members. And regardless of that, they continued to name them as the suspects. And I mean, imagine going through that. You're trying to mourn, and people are just continuously assuming that you are responsible for it, and you were proved innocent. Like, I can't imagine how heartbreaking it was for them, and how terrible that whole situation was for them. Sadly, though, despite the DNA evidence, the case was never solved. There were ongoing debates among forensic experts about the handling of the DNA evidence and how it may have been mishandled in its early stages. And that just really bugs me, because it really makes you think, if the police had really handled that crime scene so much better, you know, the person responsible for this could have been found by now. And it wouldn't be a cold case, and I wouldn't be talking about this today. I do have to admit, though, back then, DNA wasn't really used as evidence like it is now. But I think police should have also kept in mind that over time, our technology is going to get better, and that evidence could have been used to solve this case, and I wouldn't have to be talking about it today. And the family could finally have some closure and know who did it, and, you know, have them in prison getting their sentence and serving their sentence. But, I mean, there's no point in being upset over it because there's nothing that can be changed. So even after years of investigation, the question of who killed JonBenet Ramsey remains unanswered. The case has continued to capture the public's imagination, but it remains one of the most infamous unsolved crimes in American history. Regardless of how old this case is, many people still continue to talk about it to this day. There's even a recent documentary that was made by Netflix that's getting a lot of attention. And of course, with more people getting involved into this case, more and more theories are being made. Whether or not these theories are likely or can actually be considered by the police is questionable, but at least all this attention is pushing the law enforcement in Boulder, Colorado, to make more efforts into solving this case. While I was gathering the information for this podcast, I did stumble onto the Boulder, Colorado law enforcement website. And it seems as if they're actually putting more effort into trying to solve this case now. They have given a brief description of what happened in the case and what they have from the case. And it's nice to know that they're trying to solve it again. I think even the chief of the station made a video talking about how it's one of their main priorities and how they really want this case solved, which is honestly amazing because the family genuinely deserves closure, and I think everyone wants to know that the person responsible for this does get captured. This case is so sad, and it's well known by many people, and I really hope that people continue to give out their own opinions on what they believe and who they think it is, and give out any tips to the police, because anything can help, and I think everyone really wants this case solved. So hopefully more developments come soon. And with that, this concludes our second episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. Bye.